One of the signs of the Holy Spirit's indwelling is the evidence of spiritual gifts in a believer's life. The precise nature of some of these gifts is debated among evangelical Christians, but it's generally agreed that all believers have at least one gift from the Spirit. But what's their purpose? What are we supposed to do with our spiritual gifts?
The gifts of the Holy Spirit are, of course, a matter that Christians may disagree on in various respects as to which gifts are present now. But I think we can all agree on the purpose of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and how, therefore, we should be using those gifts. If we look just very carefully at 1 Corinthians 12 through 14, I see four things there that Paul emphasizes for the church at Corinth, which is an abundance of spiritual gifts, but is not always using them the way God intended them to. The first one, obviously, is from the fact that 1 Corinthians 13 is embedded right between chapters 12 and 14. Paul's point is, love is more important than the manifestations of the spiritual gifts. Love will last. The spiritual gifts will not last into eternity. Love is the thing that is at the very heart of what it means to be filled with and to be being filled with the Holy Spirit. Love is at the very apex of Paul's emphasis there. Now, from that, of course, Paul has already anticipated what he's going to say about love when he goes in chapter 12 to emphasize that the purpose of the gifts is always to build up others. It's to serve others in love. It's not my personal fame. It's not my personal gratification. It's not my personal glory. It's to be using the abilities that the Holy Spirit has given to me to serve others and to build them up in the faith. So that's a second crucial element that we need to remember. Thirdly, and Paul makes this point very clear as well, the most visible gifts do not necessarily make the person who exhibits those gifts more valuable in the eyes of God. The high visibility gifts don't make that particular member of the body more essential, more crucial, more treasured by God than those who have behind the scenes, low visibility gifts. In fact, Paul argues, using the analogy of the body, sometimes actually the less visible gifts are really to be treated with greater honor. And so again, to put people's personal value monitored by the way in which their gifts are manifested is a mistake. Paul says, no, all of the gifts are part of the body. Every member of the body is to be treasured and is to be used. The fourth thing that comes from that is Paul's word, particularly to the less visible members of the body, where Paul says, just because you don't have one of the gifts that everybody notices, that doesn't let you off the hook from serving others with whatever gift you do have. Be grateful whatever gift the Holy Spirit has given to you, and recognize that other members of the body need you to be exercising that gift in service to them. So there's a warning to those with the visible gifts. Don't think you don't need others. Don't think you're more valuable to others. Paul also gives a warning to those with less visible gifts. Don't think you're not needed. Don't think you can sort of sit back and coast and let others do all the work. Your gift is needed for the health and the growth of the whole body of Christ.
You know, I think the most important thing to understand about the spiritual gifts is that they're not about ourselves. They're about the church. And these gifts are given to the church. They're distributed among believers. But, you know, given the way we think, we tend to think of the gift as ours. Her gift is hers. His gift is his. When in reality, the church is given these gifts and they are distributed. It's like being in a family where we are all inheritors of the same wealth. We are all part of the same family. We all eat at the same table. But someone can bring this dish and someone can bring something else. Someone will prepare the food and someone will clean the table. The gifts are what we give to each other. And the real miracle of the church is where all these people who are so ungifted on our own, we would have nothing to offer except for the fact that God gives us these gifts, and we come and we offer them to each other. When the gifts become a divisive issue in the church, we can be absolutely certain that what's wrong in the first place is that we've forgotten that this is all about what is given to the church. It's given to all of us. These gifts are given so that the church would more faithfully glorify God. When we understand that, we won't get in trouble over who has what gift. We'll be instead rejoicing that the gifts are given to all of us through each other.
The spiritual gifts are meant to build up the body of Christ, meant to edify God's people, to accomplish God's purpose on earth. So even though the spiritual gifts edify ourselves, they are self-edifying because we feel joy when we experience God's presence in our lives. When we accomplish God's purpose, we're going to feel fulfilled. We're going to feel joy. So they are self-edifying, but we have to realize that's not their ultimate purpose. Their ultimate purpose is to build up the body of Christ, build up other believers, and then ultimately to accomplish God's purpose on earth.